Welcome to DC On Screen, a podcast about the DC Universe properties being brought to film and television. This week has seen a lot of exciting news as the San Diego Comic-Con has been going on, and the big Hall H Batman v Superman panel was going on as we recorded Saturday. So here we are, as promised, with updates and reviews for what we didn't get to cover, including reviews for the Batman v Superman Dawn of Justice trailer and the Suicide Squad trailer. Obviously, this is a spoiler-filled cast, so please be ye warned. I am your host, David C. Robertson, and as always, this is my trusty companion, Jason.
Hello.
All right, we're going to jump right into some news, some SDCC news that broke just in the last couple of days. First of all, during SDCC, Stephen Amell comes out in the new Green Arrow suit, and it is confirmed he will be Green Arrow in the upcoming season.
Well, wait, it confirmed Green Arrow? I thought he confirmed the name was getting shorter.
No, he's going to be Green Arrow now. It's going to be Green Arrow. He came out with the suit on.
All right. So we finally have him. We have Ollie proper. Ollie Prime.
As far as I know, yeah. Also, Diggle's going to get a helmet.
So happy. Now, they don't know exactly where that's going to lead.
No, they don't know where it's going to lead. But he has a helmet.
He hasn't been named. The only picture that's available, it's just him in what is otherwise a Diggle outfit, but with this kind of badass helmet on.
Yeah.
And when I saw him with the helmet, I kind of realized, you know what? The rest of his costume design has been pretty much badass the whole time.
Yeah.
Dude looks good in the blacks.
He doesn't need a lot.
He just does. He can rock it.
And
he can also join Daft Punk if he feels like it.
You know, I have a sinking feeling that Oliver and Felicity or Alicity won't be lasting into very far into season four. So I want to take this opportunity to give a shout out to my girlfriend who gave the best alternate name for Alicity, Full Oliver.
Full Oliver.
Full Oliver.
Oh. Also shortened of Full of Oliver.
Yeah.
Which is true for both of their psyches.
Yeah. All right, over to, still on Arrow, they have confirmed that Mr. Terrific is going to be on the show in season four. They haven't said which version of him. Most of us assume it's going to be Michael Holt. He's been, Mr. Terrific for a long time. And apparently was championed by DC Entertainment Chief Creative Officer Jeff Johns. Berlanti did say that the character will be working with Felicity Smoke and that he will be gay. He also teased Anarchy.
Sure, why not?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
All I care about is, does he have the spinning spinning little computers with him? I want him. I want the T on his face. I don't know why. I've just gotten attached to it over the years.
Yeah.
And I want him to be, exactly this, the fourth smartest person in the world. I want him to say that at some point.
Okay.
I'll be happy.
I know what you're referencing, you bastard.
And we're good.
Anyway.
Like you didn't want it, Dave.
I wanted it. Berlanti also mentioned that Anarchy is going to be on the show, but didn't really say anything else.
Okay, that shouldn't be exciting, but it is. And the only reason is I've never enjoyed Anarchy. Not one bit, not one minute, not one second.
I actually enjoyed Anarchy. The only time I enjoyed Anarchy was on Beware the Batman.
Okay, I never got around to Beware the Batman.
He was really fun, man.
The whatever network aired it, Beware the Batman, and that was enough for me to.
Yeah,
I couldn't do it.
It was a good
now,
show,
the
only, man.
The closest I've ever gotten is I think it's Arkham Origins. I want to say it's Arkham Origins that Anarchy shows up in. So I literally have to be playing a game in which I am the knight to care about Anarchy.
By the way, it totally sounded like you said Arkham Origins, which is a completely
Arkham,
different
Oregon.
Yeah, I would just
just outside of Portland. It's distinctly darker.
I would totally want to play that game. Batman running around Oregon.
Batman running around knocking hippies on the head.
All right, over to Legends.
That's what, if the Nixon administration had gotten to design Batman, that's what it would have been.
Yeah. Over to Legends of Tomorrow, Hawkman will appear. He will show up. Apparently, he's going to be somewhat recurring. Also, Andrew Kreisberg says that the team-up series is the crazy ideas that were too wild for Arrow or The Flash. As far as White Canary is concerned, Katie Lotz said that the person who goes into the pit isn't necessarily the person who comes out. She was already pretty crazy. Now, after that, I want her to go nuts. Guggenheim was talking about some of the time travel elements of the show and said that they are going to be visiting familiar historical moments in the DC universe. Can't be more excited about the possibilities of that.
Fun.
Can't be more excited about that.
Really could.
He says we'll be going to some not just incredible places, but some incredible moments. Also, you know, he also did say that because
I assume we're not going to visit like Crime Alley or something. There will be things that are off limits, but
I wish. I wish.
There'll be things off limits, but still, that's a fun mechanism. Like bringing Rip Hunter into a show is a stroke of brilliance, especially if you're willing to go ahead and go for it. Put all the cards on the table, man. You've got the ability to time travel now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if I was watching Doctor Who, that's the same mechanism. I can go anywhere at any time and play with anything.
Right. And
I've watched Doctor Who save the Titanic. Let's go ahead and go back to the Berlantiverse. What can these men do?
That was a space Titanic.
Well.
In the future.
The message was the same, Dave.
Was it? Cause was it?
Have the lifeboats. Life ships.
Was it golden robots that destroyed the original Titanic? I'm confused. Anyway, Vandal Savage.
In theory, sure. It's allegory.
Vandal Savage, they're talking about.
Prove me wrong.
Obviously, Vandal Savage will be a big part of the show. He's going to be,
good.
You know. They said he's, you know, immortal. And they battle him in different time periods. And their actions in one timeline may affect another.
Oh, good.
This sounds even more like multiverse stuff.
We have the Flash. We have the Flash actually already doing this to you. I want a show that now, if it holds together, don't get me wrong. You can do this poorly, and the whole thing falls apart. But I want a show that I need a fucking flow chart to follow.
All right,
because I'm only watching it for 44 minutes a week. I have the rest of the week to put together a flow chart and figure out what I just watched.
If you want to do that, I swear to God, dude, please watch Primer. I have been trying to get Jason to watch Primer for like 3.5 years at this point.
I have not been bothered.
Jason, watch Primer. Anyway, we're going to get over to the Vixen trailer. They dropped a Vixen trailer for CW Seed. What did you think?
I think it looks a lot of it looks like a lot of fun. Vixen herself is an interesting character if you do it right, and it looks like they're going to have some fun with it.
I'm sorry to mourn
over that separately. I was trying to be optimistic now because it's been an exciting weekend. But later, I will mourn him. That's not to rule him out. But how many crazy ass beast controlling half naked people do you really need in a show?
Lots.
I understand if the quota is one. you slowly raise your hand. Lots? Question mark.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It was a lot of the coolest parts were like it was surprising how well Amel and Gustin's voices translated to animated. They sounded really good.
Yeah.
And that is not to be assumed.
No.
You can be an amazing actor and make a poor voice actor.
Sure.
That happens. It happens all the time.
Sure.
Disney has learned that lesson over the years, hopefully.
I'm looking at you, Anne Heche.
Right?
I won't forgive you for Superman Doomsday.
Fear us. We know. You can be poor at that. But no, their voices translated really well. And even better, Cisco's voice really translates. He's even more fun in the animated form than he is in actual form.
I thought it was really interesting that Cisco said that this was their first external superhero or
external metahuman.
Yeah, because I was pretty sure that was, what was his name, Deathbolt over in
Deathbolt,
that episode
yes,
of The Flash. I always want to call
I'm
him like
slightly worried that this is just going to be a thing I have a problem with the show that they've just decided Deathbolt didn't exist.
Well, I mean, I'm almost okay with that, but at the same
time... Or that
time,
they at least decided that at some point they specifically shot and pointed out, but he wasn't in Central City at the time.
Right. This might actually happen before Deathbolt.
It's possible. They might mean external metahuman as in not even close to here. I don't know. I really don't. We'll have to wait and see where they go with that.
Yeah, I don't know.
I've already expressed this, though. That's a problem for me. You have to have origins for these characters. I want there to be a mechanism for having super people. Now, with Vixen, she's got a little amulet. It's fine.
Right.
You have an amulet. I'm moving on. I wouldn't mind seeing where the amulet's from.
It's an amulet.
Yeah, you can say the word amulet, and I'm like, cool. I've watched Indiana Jones movies on a lesser premise. Let's do this shit.
Yeah, you say, you know, hey, I've got a necklace, and it's got superpowers. People scoff. They're like, that sounds ridiculous. You say you have an amulet. Oh, well, now we're getting somewhere. Now
words
we're getting
mean
somewhere.
Things. It just, it's that simple. Oh, well, it's an amulet. Well, why didn't you say so sooner?
Is it a golden amulet? No, but it looks like it has teeth on it. Oh, yeah, that's cursed.
No, those are definitely... No, you get... Those are powered. Those are definitely powered. If I'm right about this, by the way, everyone who's ever misspoken at Panama City Beach has a superpower.
Right.
Every one of those bastards with a shark tooth necklace.
Oh, well, yeah.
Super
you're gonna. We're going to need a bigger amulet.
Right.
Super All ego. Right. I didn't think that the actual villain seemed interesting in the Vixen trailer.
I don't even know who it is.
I don't either.
I couldn't even spot it.
Lady in a hat.
So lady in a hat it is.
But I'll be there. I'll be watching it. I mean.
No, I'm not. I there's only so much shit I could possibly give this whole thing. I'm viewing it.
Yeah.
Viewing it.
All right, we got some Gotham news. Bruno Heller says that the theme of the second season is going to be Rise of the Villains. He says it's very much about the transition from old-school mafia-type villainy to the grandiose, grotesque, gothic villainy that Gotham is slowly moving towards. So the crimes are more grand, the villains are more theatrical, and more monsters will come out of the woodwork.
It's a bad podcast to take like 16 solid seconds to do anything. So just assume that I just screamed with elation for 16 seconds and move on. I don't want to make bad radio here, but that's what's in my heart.
His co-executive producer, I think his name is Danny Cannon, says that the Joker is in Arkham, if that is in fact the Joker. He says he's in Arkham.
They are being a little too cagey with that.
They are. He says that he's in Arkham, though, and Barbara Keene is put in the same wing as he is. As Jerome, which is for the worst of the worst. And an event happens, which allows him to be involved in the next few episodes. And Heller says he gets to fulfill his destiny in a very grand way.
If he tries to poison a water supply from a dam, freaking perfect, right?
I guess so.
That's the first perpetration. It's the first time they ever met.
Was it? I don't know.
I
have too many Joker origins in my head. I don't know anymore.
Well, and, you know, it is multiple choice.
It is multiple choice. They talk about bringing back Mr. Freeze, or bringing in Mr. Freeze. They want his story to be very emotional. They found it to be quite emotional. So they're going to look at that. They're going to bring in Hugo Strange. They're going to bring in Calendar Man. And they're going to bring in Azrael.
Azrael?
Yeah.
Well, you don't say, sir. We're just going to stretch the show in every direction we can and see what's still hanging on the wall when we're done.
All right. And one more bit of news before we get into reviewing.
By the way, did you see Clayface or Mad Hatter in any of those?
No, they didn't mention those.
See, I'm worried about that because there were mentions there were mentions that they were going to be involved. And
yeah.
I'd love it, but hey, you know, you mentioned something 6 months before you shoot, 3 months, it's a different set. So
yeah. Anyway, who knows?
To be sure, what they've given me is a fine sort of things to play with, so I'm not going to hold it out.
One more bit of news before we jump into the big trailer reviews. David Mazzau is still talking about how we'll see the dual personality emerge in season 2 between Bruce Wayne and Batman. He says he'll be working more with Gordon and that he and Alfred's discovering of Daddy Wayne's Batcave will cause Alfred and Bruce to have something of a falling out. So that could be kind of interesting.
That will be fun.
I'm interested to see.
Some of the coolest moments in the show are it's really hard for Alfred. He's trying to raise this kid, but it's his boss. Mm-hmm. And every now and then he goes from being the paternal figure to being subservient. And it's all at the snap of when tiny little Bruce turns it on. Because that kid, he's got swagger.
Well, I mean, you know, Alfred, he's had it rough, man. He was raised by a Time Lord, and now he has to raise a Batman. What do you want from
him? It's been rough. It's been very rough. Oh, all follow right, the guys. Name Pertwee down the rabbit hole for anyone who doesn't know what Dave is referring to.
Yeah.
Your time will not be lost.
All right. We're going to jump into Batman versus Superman, Dawn of Justice. They did. They released the trailer, the Comic-Con trailer, online.
Mm-hmm. Because
holy
you have
shit,
to.
Man. Because oh, you have my to. Lord.
Now, I said 16 seconds of an elative outcry. Just assume 35 seconds for this.
I was going to say a full minute. I mean, watched this trailer since Saturday. I've watched it probably 10 times.
I've watched
it
so many times. I've watched the movie. You could string together all of the trailer viewings I've got at this point, and it probably is getting into the hour and a half mark.
Yeah. First off, I'm going to say, since it has been such a big issue on this show, loving the color so far.
Yeah.
I see blue. I see lots of blue.
I see lots of blue and red. Plenty of colors of and he's all got, shapes and sizes.
He's got the yellow behind the Superman symbol. Finally.
Yeah. Like, there's even... Is that not a yellow utility belt?
It looked like it.
It looks like a yellow utility belt.
All right. So we get Superman standing in front of a Senate hearing, a senator raking him over the coals. They're going to hold him responsible for the shit that went down in Man of Steel.
Holly Hunter, who has been so far unlauded by most of the fans, but damn it, it's Holly Hunter.
Yeah, it's Holly Hunter.
We're going to be okay here.
Maybe.
If it goes badly, it won't be her fault.
I refuse to say anything definitively about how good this movie is going to be. But if the trailer is any indication, I am like, if I had been 13 and this trailer came out, my penis would have retracted up into my abdomen.
I understand.
Out of self-preservation.
I understand. That's the only way you could possibly expect to live to another day.
The protesters.
I can't express this enough. I haven't been this excited about not just a superhero film, but a film since I saw the Avengers trailer.
Yeah, me either.
The original Avengers trailer.
Yeah, me either. Man, oh my gosh.
Not that I liked the Avengers 2 trailer, but it had the unfortunate consequence of being after the Avengers.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't believe it was any worse of a movie. I just believe that there was some shine off that shoe. Period.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. You said there was. You did. You said to me when Age of Ultron came out, there was no way to put that shine back on the shoe.
Right.
I think Warner Brothers found a way.
Well, it's a different set of characters. Once you've seen all these characters come together, now.
Oh man.
You can only carry the burden. And oh my god, it looks so good.
It does. Gosh, I love everything from the protesters with their anti-alien signs, God hates aliens, all that
mm-hmm.
shit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's exactly what I was looking for in Man of Steel. Mm-hmm. I mean, well, to...
Earth belongs to humans. Superman equals illegal alien.
Right. Lex Luthor. Heisenberg.
Lex Luthor.
The red capes are coming. The red capes are coming.
You God.
Yes, sir.
You creepy little fuck. Bless
just,
you.
Just... Yes, all manner of yes, and
he does. He looks usurpative. He looks, he looks like he's gonna be a Iago for the Batman Superman universe.
Mm.
Fucking perfect,
man.
Like, how many Lex Luthors have you seen that are kind of hulky? Like even our Holy Grail. Look at the animated series.
Yeah, always.
He's
do.
A big hulking guy.
Mm-hmm.
There's no need for that. There is enough brawn in this film already.
Yeah.
Why not let Lex be a tiny little guy? That's the important thing with him anyway. He's always been smart.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, smart in a way that smart people don't completely understand why he's smart.
Yeah.
So why not let him be scrawny and with a weird mop of hair? The red capes are coming. Yeah, fine. Let's
no, unfortunately, the big red mop of hair, I suspect, will be a... he will eventually lose it and blame somebody. But luckily, he already hates Superman, it seems. So,
no, he already hates him. And I don't mind it if he loses the hair. I just don't want it to be.
Right.
Now, I don't want it to be a scene because now I'm looking at the tone of this movie as it's actually going to mm-hmm. be developing. And now I don't want that to be a big deal because we're dealing with gods and the acceptance of a true God on Earth. There mm-hmm. are Judeo-Christian themes here that are to the fucking core. Mm-hmm. We don't need to deal with baldness. There has to be... we don't need to deal with baldness, man.
Yeah, I am. I I am so excited. Just like Lex, man. Lex kind of, he really does. He kind of brings the, pushes the trailer along. Like,
he absolutely does.
He emphasizes everything that the comic book fans have been saying about this movie. What could be great about this movie? God versus man, day versus night. Hell yes.
Mm-hmm.
And that shot, dude, like so many of those shots, like Wonder Woman, every bit of her scenery is just, yes. Oh my God. How can we last 8 months? How?
I don't understand. And the Wonder Woman shots alone, there are two Wonder Woman shots, essentially. Well, three, I'm sorry. You see her in civilian clothing, where she's obviously got the grace and beauty that she is bound to possess.
By the way, that shot where she's in civvies and getting into that car, someone has already posted a screenshot of that. And like the dude that's standing next to her, like, is just clearly staring at right at her ass. It was like the moment you see that wonder ass, and I just laughed and laughed.
I mean, that
wasn't even a part of the script. I bet it was just dang.
Look, I'll put it this way: reprieve me for a few seconds from the whole objectification of women argument, and let me just phrase it this way. The gods themselves, Aphrodite, gave her beauty. This is supposed to be a hot girl, period.
Right.
And it doesn't mean that she has to be a big bulk. Like, she doesn't have to look like someone who would actually win a bodybuilding contest. She has magical strength.
Dude, Snyder is saying that he said a couple weeks ago that Wonder Woman was going to be the gateway drug to the Justice League. And looking at this trailer, I completely believe him.
I am behind him.
I've
never been this supportive of Zack Snyder, but damn it. Here I am. And
you have been this supportive of Zack Snyder, dude. You loved Watchmen.
I've been optimistic about Zack Snyder.
You loved Watchmen.
Not this supportive. I do love Watchmen. I would give anything to give a 3-hour lecture on Watchmen and ethics. Whole different conversation. And damn it, if it wouldn't be the best class you've ever taken. But because mostly because it would be me talking over the actual film the whole time, and you could mute me if you wanted to. But you could look at the three shots of Wonder Woman. You've got her in civvies, or four shots, I'm sorry. You do. You have her in civvies twice. Fine. And she looks absolutely graceful and absolutely gorgeous. Fucking perfect. You see her in battle. She slams her bracelets together, and by the way, this is heretofore unknown as far as I'm concerned, that she can apparently create explosions out of those.
Yeah, that's in the comics.
Is it in the comics? I've missed that entirely.
Yeah.
Sounds great. Then we have this shot. We have one shot of her in battle and being like slammed up against some debris. And I swear, man, take a screenshot, pause it, do your best to pause it at the right moment, and take a look at that "oh no, you didn't" look on her face.
Yeah, she totally has that "oh, you screwed up."
Right.
Like, "oh, I can't." Oh,
that's
no.
A fucking woman, my friend. That is a woman.
That is not going to stand.
Right.
Oh, man, it looks so good, though. It looks so good. We haven't even touched on Bruce Wayne.
That's how excited we are. We haven't even got the Suicide Squad.
I mean, as I've said before, I am a straight man, but looking at this Batman, I wouldn't mind touching on Bruce Wayne.
Right.
I wouldn't mind touching on Bruce Wayne.
Right. Right. There can be exceptions.
I have never seen...
Your heterosexuality can have a couple of caveats. We'll all understand.
My heterosexuality bends in the presence of the bat, what can I say? And I have never seen
it's
such
not
a Batman
even a superpower of his.
I've never seen such a Batman.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I have mostly, like, from the beginning, I was a little weary, but about, what was it, like a month in, I was just like, you know what, dude, I'm on board Ben Affleck.
You started going back and we did to give yet another nod to Fat Man on Batman. Come on, he's Fat Man on Batman. To give yet another nod in that direction, he pointed it out for us. Like, if you need to do the research, do the research. But this is Ben Affleck. I know what he gets associated with.
Mm-hmm.
That's
he gets
not
blamed
the real
for
story.
Daredevil.
This is an Academy Award winning man.
He has chops.
Go back and watch Chasing Amy. Watch that speech.
Yeah.
And that was the moment where you kind of, and you were a little bit nervous about it, but that's the one you brought up to me was, man, that speech from Chasing Amy. I can't stop thinking about how good that is. Yeah, and he does.
Not even the speech from Chasing Amy, though. Like, I believe the one I kept bringing up was the Morningstar speech from Dogma.
Yes.
Oh, my Lord. Yes. How did we not see this?
I don't know. I don't know. And the thing is, on top of all of his past history, fine. All right, now we have some live stuff to deal with, some actual news. And now that you've seen him running through the streets, where those shots, they're amazing. You see the terror and the agony while he realizes that his building is going to go under. You see him run faster towards the damage while everyone else is running the other way.
Yeah.
And you see that fucking look in his eyes when he's comforting a young woman, a young girl, who at the very least is scared, at the very most just lost her mom or dad.
Yeah.
You see that look in his eyes. That is the fucking bat.
Yeah. Now, I don't know how I feel about this, the fact that he's apparently been retired for some time, and they didn't really say that in the trailer. It's just been said a number of times on various news sites. But if I love the fact that he's already been Batman for like 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
If he did retire,
where those 20 years exist, was he Batman for 20 years and then he retired? Was he Batman and then he retired for 20 years?
Yeah, I think he was Batman for 20 years.
I think it was he was Batman for 20 years and then he's retired recently. And clearly a Robin costume in there.
Yeah,
the Joker clearly has an R on his arm and a J on his cheek.
Yeah, and he's actually got like a dead Robin on one of his arms, like an actual dead Robin tattoo.
Right.
It's a bird on his tattoo, on his arm. I mean, it's a...
Not just a giant construction of a human carrying another human out of an explosion.
He's got that Jim Aparo drawing from Death of the Family. In the Family.
He's in the Batcave, which I admit, and I forget where I saw the reference. Somebody out there broke this instead of me, obviously. But yeah, he's got the... that looks like the Batman Inc. style Batcave. This is not going to be... you're going to see a different Batcave in Gotham this year than you're going to see on this film.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I'm not completely attached to it.
I've seen giant dinosaurs and giant pennies. I'm good. I can roll with the executive Batcave.
It looks like he actually bothered doing some design. Fine,
you know
whatever.
What? I like it better than that white room with like one little panel in the middle, like in the Bale films. Come on, man. What was that? I don't know what that was, but
okay, we'll get into that another day. we have plenty of hate to give towards that. Anyway, so in this one though, he's down there in the Bat Cave. We're going to call it for now until the film instructs us otherwise. And he's looking at that Robin costume.
Yeah,
that clearly has "Ha ha, the joke's on you."
Yeah, spray painted across.
Hasn't put together where that's coming from. I don't know what to tell you.
And we would be remiss to not mention that it very much looks like Joker knows who Batman is in this in this movie. It looks like he has sent Bruce Wayne an article about by the way, dozens killed in that building. So I guess we were right. I guess I was right when I said that most people just kind of stayed home that day.
Right. No, there were evacuations.
Joker has written, you know,
they don't say whether it's hundreds of dozens.
Yeah.
Simply that the unit is a dozen.
But Joker has written on this newspaper clipping, you let your family die. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of intercut with Bruce looking up at the Robin costume. And man, it looks like Joker really does. He knows who Batman is. And that's cool. Let's just do away with all of the secret identity bullshit, because we've done this enough, haven't we? I mean, if we're going 20 years into Batman, shit, man, let's go ahead and... I mean, Joker's smart enough to have figured out who Batman is by this point. Let's just hop on this pony and ride it until it dies.
Well, there's a lot of ponies you can hop on, and that's one that I'm fine with.
There are lots of ponies we can hop on.
you keep twisting and turning on the story, and if it turns out that... there's a perfectly good reason the Joker doesn't know who he is. Okay. If it's a good enough reason, I'll ride with you.
Right.
But if you want to decide that in this case, he knows exactly who it is and that he thinks it's more fun to go ahead and let him have his duality game.
Now, this movie looks
cram-packed.
And that he's
going to tear him apart on both ends, because that probably would be more fun if you're someone like the Joker. Awesome. But if we're talking about death in the family,
mm-hmm.
I don't know which Robin it is that died. Obviously, it'll be Jason Todd if we're doing this a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't care which Robin it is that died. And by the way, that costume looks more like Tim Drake's than anyone else's.
Yeah, but that goes back and forth in the comics as well.
I know, but the stylized R is closer to Red Robin than anybody else.
Yeah, I'm going to go with it and just be like, you know what, whatever. I mean, I'm hoping it's Jason Todd because that means we'll probably get Red Hood at some point. Like, if Suicide Squad is really big, like maybe we'll get like Red Hood and Suicide Squad 2 or something.
Oh, yeah, let
him
go lead the Suicide Squad in a fucking heartbeat. Anyway, whole different set of daydreams we could go down.
Yeah.
And I assure you that will be my dreamscape this evening. But if that's the reason Batman retires is because he got this young person who trusted him killed,
mm-hmm.
that's the best reason ever. Again, fuck Rachel Dawes. I love Katie Holmes too.
It always kind of bothered me how close the name Dawes was to Dawson.
Just a 90s child with some angst.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Anyway, she does have a type, apparently.
Apparently.
What if Dawson became Batman? I just gave a very brief and accurate synopsis of the entire Dark Knight trilogy.
We're going to give a less brief and excruciatingly accurate, we think, retelling of that trilogy soon.
So anyway.
If you're having a particularly bad day, look forward to that podcast.
Dude, Superman flying towards Batman, shooting at him with his heat vision, Batman grappling out of the way. That was a badass grapple. I don't care if it looked kind of CGI. That was a badass grapple. That was some Batman the Animated Series shit.
There are going to be people who say, oh, it looks CGI'd. Fuck them.
Yes.
You do that and make it not look CGI'd. People don't do that. And computers can only do it so well. Things will get better. There will be a point where we're past the uncanny valley and you can't fucking tell anymore. And at that point, you should probably be more worried than excited.
Here's the thing, though. We're already past that point because, like, John Favreau could mm-hmm. not tell the difference between the practical effects shots and the CGI effects shots in the first Iron Man. In some cases, he went to ILM
but
and they showed
he was
him
probably stoned a lot of the time.
That's possible. And I would, in the spirit of anything John Favreau, I would once again like to suggest that. But I don't think I've actually done it on this podcast. I've done it on my radio show. But I want to suggest Owen Wilson and Vince Vaughn as Booster Gold and Blue Beetle. I think it would be a fantastic idea. I think it really would be a fantastic idea.
Oh, you're absolutely right, though.
I know.
That would
I
be
know.
Amazing.
Vince Vaughn as Ted Kord.
Tune down
Owen Wilson.
Vince Vaughn. Yeah. Let it be Ted Kord. And let Owen have the locks for Booster Girl. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. No, I completely agree. You have my 100% support if you ever use that.
Right.
I'm going to find another 200% support somewhere to give to you. I'm going to...
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
So, Batman Superman trailer. Like, we understand we're excited about it. There's some Easter eggs, though.
There's what?
There are a few Easter eggs, though.
Oh, yeah.
A few of them are obvious. Look, there's a Riddler icon somewhere.
Yeah.
We were all going to see that.
Mm-hmm. I dug the Batman Gaslight costume.
The what now?
The Batman Gaslight costume that was like he's running around in the desert fighting these like Superman military dudes, like these dudes who pledged their allegiance to Superman for whatever
troopers.
Reason. Yeah. Like he's totally wearing like it looks like the Batman Gaslight. They actually did release a closer picture of him in the desert gear.
Nice.
I'm down. I don't care if I'm sure somebody's gonna be like, well, that's just an opportunity for another. You're gonna have to take three different Batman action figures now.
Okay.
You're gonna have like desert gear Batman, and you're gonna have like normal Batman, and I'm just buying them all and going, what's your point?
Right.
I mean, Batman.
You're right. There are three. Is there a place I can get a better deal if I buy all three?
Right.
That's the only question you're going to have for this person that's complaining.
I mean, this is a dark, dark trailer. You have Ma Kent telling Superman, you know, be their angel, their guiding light, et cetera, et cetera. Or don't. You don't owe this world anything. You never
and
have.
Even
okay.
Superman looks a little confused. Like, Ma, are you sure? Yeah.
I really hope in the scene she says that and he just kind of squints and looks at her and goes, Paul?
Right.
Now, we had all
she's channeling Kevin Costner.
We had all those problems with Jonathan Kent. And looking at this film, I feel like I'm going to be able to reprieve him a few times.
Yeah, maybe.
They made a huge deal about how, like, some of the worst problems we had with Pa Kent involved him not being able to really get his head around the idea that humanity would accept him.
Mm-hmm.
Superman. Missing my pronouns. And here we are with him having to do a congressional hearing. He apparently has super troopers. Those look like some people celebrating Dia de los Muertos while grabbing at him.
Yeah, yeah.
And he looks more confused than anything. Graceful as ever, I suppose, but more confused than everything.
Yeah.
And apparently his mere existence is going to create not just Lex Luthor, who obviously existed, but Lex Luthor the supervillain.
Mm-hmm.
Which
I really
has
hope
never
before
done anyone any damn good.
I really hope before all the people with the face paint, I really hope before, like, the action he takes before they start like grabbing at him and worshiping him is saving a cat. Mm-hmm. Just like grabbing a cat out of a tree. Here you go, little girl. Oh, dear Lord, what's this?
Changes it to Dia de los Gatos. Very quickly. All right, there's one shot of somebody swimming underwater.
Yeah.
Some people pointed to Aquaman, because I swear if it had rained enough in this fucking trailer, someone was going to say Aquaman.
Yeah,
I
don't.
No way around it.
I think that's just someone finding kryptonite. I really don't think it has anything to do with Aquaman.
Oh, finding kryptonite's a nice theory.
Yeah,
I don't know what it is either, but it seems like a hell of a stretch.
Because the way those shots were juxtaposed in the trailer, it seems like you see someone going down to get a rock, and then Lex has the rock, and he's looking at it. It seems like it's going to be the kryptonite rock.
You've got armored Bruce waiting on a rooftop.
Right.
Again, I know I'm going to be at least half wrong about this now, but I can still round up and say, yeah, if you want the cheat sheet, go get Dark Knight Returns.
Yeah.
Now, you've got him waiting on a rooftop, lots of rain. You've got some dude swimming near a chain and a bulk of some kind that I can't make the shape of. I can't figure it out. I really have. I've freeze-framed that motherfucker several times. I don't know what
seriously that read someone saying that it was like Aquaman chained to the bottom of the ocean. And I was like, what damn sense does that make?
What would that do?
What? He's just like, yep, it sucks. I'm kind of chained. I telepathically talked to a couple
of
sharks.
What must they be? It's Aquaman. He can break a chain.
I was trying to get some sharks to come, you know, bite my way out, but they were late on their way to work, so
they were busy. Apparently, Mad Men season finale was ending, so they couldn't get...
What particular strain of weed are you smoking, you freaking crackheads?
Now, if we're wrong, I apologize, crackhead. Any You have that, and then you have just some dudes, like, horse riding. Dudes are dudettes. I don't know.
Yeah, that just looks like
horse riding.
That seriously just looks like a stock shot they threw in the middle. Just be like, it'll look more epic if there are, like, a legion of people riding on horses. It's like Lawrence of Arabia or some shit.
Right.
Like, it's just like, horses! Wonder Woman!
You know what's
Desert
never heard of a movie?
Batman.
Horses. That's never stopped a movie from being amazing.
Oh, man, though.
And honestly, when you look at that film, it looks like someone who would normally be diving for, you know, clams and oyster shells off the very kind of mid-range, like free diving, essentially.
Yeah.
Where you can actually hold your breath and get down there. And they're using the chain to portion themselves, and it looks like a giant tumor. I don't know what the hell that man's grabbing. It looks like a giant-ass tumor. But we get there, and then there's people, and it's not a desert. There's shrubbery. I mean,
shrubbery!
Shrubbery indeed. There's at least something there.
Right.
Something green. This can't be the same place that Batman is fighting super troopers. Or if it is, then I have fauna issues to give to the film. Or flora. Sorry. Now, next shot, you've got... essentially you have Crime Alley, and it is Zack Snyder, so he couldn't leave the comedian behind. So guess who Thomas Wayne is?
Yeah.
I don't blame him. That man is impressive. I like that guy.
This will be the second time Zack Snyder has shot Batman's parents being gunned down in an alley.
Is it?
Yeah, it was in Watchmen as well. It was in the background.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
I think they actually get saved. They get saved by the Watchmen.
Yeah, he does. I completely forgot about that. Yeah,
or the Minutemen.
The
Minutemen, I should say.
A little shot, I want to say it's a newspaper article. If you pause Watchmen somewhere and find it, yeah, there's a little notice that someone got saved outside the theater and the Waynes.
Mm-hmm. But no, it's actually he's actually like the I can't remember which one it is, but it's one of the Minutemen like punching a robber who has a gun, and like basically there's Thomas and Martha Wayne and their little kid, and they're looking happy like, yay!
It's probably Owlman, because why wouldn't you make Owlman that person?
Mm-hmm. And like there's a Batman poster behind.
Too much fun.
Right. There's like an old comic book of Batman poster behind. It's kind of ridiculous, but
Snyder was pushing for this movie the entire time. Now, look, he made the comedian Thomas Wayne,
mm-hmm.
and while that may seem like he's just using an actor he likes or something, and overusing him and going to fuck that. First of all, Whedon has done that successfully enough that we can go ahead and assume that that's okay.
Sure,
and it's the Whedon rule. Whedon rule number three, I'll call it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure what one or two are, but I'm sure I could fill them out if I had to. And
sure,
two, man, kind of looks like he might be, you know, Ben Affleck's dad.
Yeah, I'm down with it.
Fine.
The only thing that's problematic to me at all is that we have to see the Batman origin again. But
it looks like it's going to be kind of quick.
Because yeah.
As people have pointed out, I don't know if there's a single origin in the history of man that has more coverage.
Hopefully it'll be in the opening credits, like, you know, sort of like they did with...
I'm fine with a quick, like, after maybe you let your family die, we go right into that.
Yeah.
A quick little, I mean, it's going to be probably a 2-hour 20 kind of film.
Let's go longer.
Spend 45 seconds on that. Fine.
Man.
By the way, one of my favorite shots so far, and mm-hmm. I know this is just, this is the little boy in me. I know exactly that tiny man and how he thinks. And sure enough, it appears to be Gotham City Gas.
Yeah.
I don't know why they have a tiny franchise. There's all kinds of business questions I could ask about why something would ever be called Gotham City Gas. But here we are at this particular petroleum station. And the Batmobile has met its end, and you just have Superman ripping the fucking doors off the thing, and Batman calmly and confidently stands up to face him.
Yeah,
I giggled. Yeah. I giggled, yeah, and there was a little definitely. Bit of a squeal in it.
Yeah.
It was a series of sounds I don't know if I've made since I was old enough to be able to justify wearing a fucking cape. Oh. Oh, there's so much joy ahead of us, sir. There's so much joy.
Possibly. I'm still skeptical. I'm skeptical after Man of Steel, but...
No. It looks like they've learned a lot of the lessons they should have learned.
Damn, does this trailer look good, though.
Damn, does this trailer look good, indeed.
It looks so good. There's just so much. I want it all now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else? Is there anything else you can think of or... To talk about with the Batman versus Superman trailer?
I could scream for another 45 seconds.
Don't do that.
Sounds redundant at this point.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, can we squeal about Suicide Squad now? Seems like the way to go.
Oh, by the way, the General Zod body in Batman versus Superman.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure that's confirming either Bizarro or Doomsday. I would assume Doomsday, but...
Oh, that's a good point, by the way. They said Doomsday would be featured.
Yeah.
Well, not featured. They say it would be mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't come out yet. Now,
right.
The reason I believe that's true is because somebody like Doomsday is going to be mostly done in post.
Yeah.
You can't make a trailer a year before that fucking film comes out based on a bunch of mocap in a street. That's not happening.
Mm-hmm. Well, you could.
You can't, but we're not having the same excited conversation we've just had. So you can do Doomsday, though, and yes, the General Zod is there, and there was the fan theory floating around that they would take Zod's body and do, like, Doomsday in the comics it's the Kryptonian scientist, right?
Yeah, he's not Kryptonian, I don't think, but he lives like Krypton.
The Kryptonian scientist that
Bertrand.
Throw him into the fucking sun over and over again.
Yeah, Bertrand, I think his name was.
I forgot who it was exactly. And I always see Simon Pegg now because, you know, the death of, what's the name of that thing? The death in something, what is that little short film? 30 minutes.
I don't know what you're talking about.
The Death and Return of Superman.
Oh, that's like 16 minutes long. The Max Landis short film.
Yeah, the Max Landis. Thank you, Brain. Thank you for throwing those neurons together finally. I'll get on to my brain later. every now and then, I see Simon Pegg every time I think about it. So I've forgotten entirely whether it was Kryptonian or not. But yeah, his origin story is basically that someone took a tiny little baby and killed it in every possible way they could imagine.
Right.
And eventually it formed this tiny, and I say virtually because what I really mean is imaginably indestructible child.
They should have killed it like three more times.
Just to be sure.
Just to be sure. Make it completely invincible.
They probably did. At this point, they're taking the janitor's ideas on how to kill something.
Well, if I remember correctly, he killed it as many times as he could before it killed him, so...
You know, I guess if you have a critical mass, that's a pretty good indicator.
Yeah.
Well, how'd the experiment go? Well, I'm dead. Good job! Here's your military contract.
Is this a success? I think so.
I think so. I mean, I'm bleeding out.
Can I get that grant now?
Right.
Well, yeah, we've been thinking about that. And
wondering, why should we pay you? Because, anyway. Doomsday, though, is basically killed in every possible way. So he is turned into some sort of bastard child of mm-hmm. Darwinism.
Right.
And Zod, okay, I mean, I have to give it to this. Whatever fan it was that created or started this perpetuating theory,
mm-hmm.
you might have done it. If this is a dude or a girl, you might have done it.
You know, I'm kind of hoping they don't do Doomsday at all, that like they just use General Zod's body to figure out how to kill Superman.
I'm thinking that, they just, and this is the thing, the more realistic theory, because I would love to tie that into Doomsday.
Yeah.
Because I would like for there to be a reason Doomsday is around and some sort of... say that, but I wouldn't actually mind if he just showed up at the end of the film and that was your teaser. Like, that's your stinger after the credits is Doomsday arrives on screen. Doomsday arrives.
No, you know what? I just want Jor-El to show up again somehow and just be like, I created Doomsday because my plan never made sense. You can save them, my son. You can save them all.
You just wanted to show up as some sort of Johnny Mnemonic freaking forgotten device with a bunch of bit-rated parsed sentences.
I don't know. Can we cast Russell Crowe as that sassy gay robot from The Superman Lives?
Probably a fine sassy gay robot. Doomsday, though, you still have to have a mechanism for him. And if General Zod's body makes as good a sense as anything else, so
mm-hmm.
you have to give that fan, wherever he or she is, the credit they deserve. But at the same time, I don't know what you get from Doomsday. But I think General Zod's body makes a little more sense if it's a thing on which you can test the kryptonite.
Right, right, yeah.
That Occam's razor, man.
Mm-hmm.
Occam and his damn shaving devices. There's a reason. All right. Well, we did find something else to talk about with
the
PBS trailer.
We did.
So we should force ourselves at this point to just move straight on to the Suicide trailer.
Probably so. Now, Warner Brothers, they were only going to release this trailer. They were only going to release the Suicide Squad trailer at Comic-Con. But those damn internet pirates just kept the show.
By the way, and this is one of the let's pull some meta in here. WB thought they could just release a trailer at Comic-Con. You fools! you damned fools!
They did. Like, they made a little announcement that, like, look, man, we kept trying to get, you know, take the trailer down, and people kept putting it back up, and it was just screwing with the integrity of the actual trailer, and so we're just going to go ahead and release it because it deserves to be seen in high definition. And
you should have known that was coming 3,000 miles away.
Yeah.
That there is no. I don't know what the difference is between the Batman Superman trailer and the Suicide Squad trailer that whoever was in charge of BVS,
mm-hmm.
dude, they released that like at the end of the panel. The moment Affleck walked off stage and Cavill followed him, they went, okay, load it.
And they played it. They played it before and after the panel.
Oh, the fans demanded it.
Yeah, you're damn
Maybe
right.
A
they
squeal
did.
Squeal we had that day.
So the Suicide Squad trailer, as we talked about on the last episode of DC On Screen, it's Amanda Waller. It looks like she's having dinner with some generals and whatnot. And she says, she's talking about how she found a hole to throw him in and threw away the hole. Kind of love the soundtrack for this trailer though. The whole "I started a joke" song. Oh my god, that was creepy. I mean, not as
That's
creepy
Bee Gees,
as the.
Right?
What's that?
Isn't that Bee Gees?
The Bee Gees.
think it's the Bee Gees.
I know the Wallflowers version from the like the early 2000s, but
I mean the actual the song that's in this trailer. I think it was the Bee Gees, but God help me, I don't fucking know the Bee Gees.
It was the Bee Gees. God, how did you
be wrong?
How did you even know that?
Because my brain doesn't like me. That's why, Dave.
Oh, I knew the Wallflowers version.
Because it remembered the Bee Gees when I told it not to. That's why.
Oh, man.
But this version of it is fucking haunting.
It is. It is. It's
good. And they played it just right.
Yeah.
At just the right moments, you hear the joke was on me.
Mm-hmm.
If this was just a 3-minute film about people I loved, I'd be clapping my hands and moving on.
Yeah.
If this was a DC animated showcase, I would be beyond expectations happy.
Now, this is not a full trailer. It really isn't. It's a first look trailer. That's all it was ever meant to be, a first look trailer for Comic-Con. But I'm telling you, man, from what I'm seeing, I'm on board. I mean, even Will Smith can't bring this shit down for anything.
No. And you don't even actually feel that way.
What do you mean I don't feel that way?
You love Fresh Prince.
The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air was a really funny show.
I loved it, too. I'm not...
As far as Will Smith...
I'm not trying to get on the other side of that argument.
Yeah.
But did you Will Smith.
Did you see the Will Smith promo shot that they took and put the little Fresh Prince hat on it? It said the Fresh Prince of Bel-Reve.
That's pretty great. I did not, but now I'm sad.
Right. But yeah, no, I just, you know, Will Smith hasn't been in a really good action movie in a really long time, and I sort of just always, it's just a joke in my own head every time I see him.
Will Smith, Matt, the guy is likable as all fuck.
Every time I see him, I just keep thinking back on Independence Day. Like, every...
All right, and I Am Legend, when that man cradles his dog and has to kill it.
Yeah, I know.
Look, I wept.
I know.
I wept. No one should ever be in that position.
I Am Legend, he did a good job.
That man can get it out of me.
I Am Legend had some problems, but...
He was not among them.
Every time I see Will Smith, I can't take it seriously. I just can't. Like, I just keep thinking of everything. Like when I saw the trailer for I Am Legend, I just kept imagining him hitting those vampires and going, "Welcome to Earth."
I liked Welcome to Earth. Okay, we can get into Will Smith argument some other day.
Yeah, yeah. But I liked him here. He looked cool.
I didn't make it through Wild Wild West either. I'm human.
Yeah.
And the most hold out so much.
The most redeeming thing about Wild Wild West, by the way, giant spider in the climax.
Mm-hmm. Fuck you, John Peters. Fuck you and all of your family.
Stop. Most redeeming thing about Wild Wild West was the reference to Ghostbusters in the music video that he did. Thank God they're not making him do a rap song, a rap single for
every
Suicide
fucking movie
Squad.
He does anymore?
Right.
I know. If there was a.
But,
okay. All right.
Oh, my
I can't
Lord.
Even go into that.
Yeah,
okay,
so
the actual trailer, the actual thing we meant to cover.
Yeah. We get a bit divergent-y.
You know, tangential. Should it applies. So start from the, from the start.
Right.
You've got Amanda Waller hanging around with a couple of military agents.
Right.
Or as I like to refer it, you know, home filled for her.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I put him in a hole and I threw away the hole.
Yeah.
That's her style. That's her style. But she has a fine idea, and it's a very simple and fine idea. You have built-in deniability.
Yeah.
To put them on a mission. If they fail, it was a failed mission anyway. It's a mission that could not possibly be realistically accomplished.
Mm-hmm.
So if you send these guys in and all of them fucked up, and the entire thing went to hell. Okay. Well,
yeah.
You go on to day two.
Right.
If it goes great, okay, fine, sure. Don't give anybody any credit. You give them like 2 months off their sentence and put them back in jail. Fine.
Yeah.
So we've framed the entire Suicide Squad premise.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have some poor girl walking into an abandoned cave. This will be our Enchantress. That will be a powerful woman, it appears.
Mm-hmm.
I still don't completely understand which Rick Flag we're dealing with here, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
The bottom line is he's always just a guy who's got military background and can lead a team and apparently is okay with most of his team dying.
Yeah. Yeah, it seems to be the case. And aside from Will Smith and Harley Quinn and Jared Leto's Joker, I don't really see a whole lot to be excited about. But I'm hoping to get a better introduction to some of these characters because I am vaguely familiar with a few of them and then not so much on others. They're basing this more on the more current Suicide Squad, which I haven't kept up with, aside from just seeing what Harley was up to from, you know, every once in a while.
Right. It is hard not to give up with what Harley's up to.
I'm really interested to see how they handle that soul sword thing with Katana.
Yeah.
Man,
or if
I really,
they do it. It's not clear that they're going to do it.
Well, she has a sword, and she's, like, shoving it into either her own stomach or her sheath, so.
I cannot tell. I can't. Yeah. I've freezed it. I freeze-framed it on that, and I can't tell if she's putting it in herself and, I guess, trying to immortalize herself. I don't know what that would be, or if she's just sheathing it instead of doing something else with it. But she is clearly turning that towards her, and when you look at the shot, you can't tell if there's anyone directly behind her.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
I like Jai Courtney. I'm excited to see his Captain Boomerang.
Yes. Yes. Australian bastard. It's time you came out as an Australian.
Right. I'm excited about it. I think it was Leto's Joker seems to be completely different than anything we've ever seen before. To me, he doesn't sound like Ledger, Nicholson, Hamill, anybody that we've ever seen before.
If I sat here and thought about it long enough and just really wanted to prove a point, I could try to make a believable point that it sounds like someone, but I'd be trying too fucking hard.
Yeah.
He sounds like Jared Leto's Joker. that's
right.
So far, I'm loving it.
I mean, my first choice would always be, well, just do Hamill. But second choice is do something completely new that I haven't seen before. So
Hamill
I can't be too upset about it.
Hamill is the antithesis of how this character began.
It is. To be completely fair, it is. Yeah. So
anywhere in between is fair game.
As long
as you make him believably evil. People like Joker are the reason the word maniacal, diabolical... A lot of ickles. There's a reason those words exist. Follicles. Because he does have hair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Stop. Just stop.
Damn it, I'll keep going under protest. There's a reason those words exist, and it's because of the fucking Joker.
Now, if you look at some of the frames, it definitely looks like Joker is the one in that. It looks like a Batman the Animated Series mask, like firing that gun.
Okay, now I've been trying to figure that out. Because as we go through, we've got little introductions. Mm-hmm. Like Harley Quinn, you look at her wrist tattoo, she's clearly got, like, it's almost an homage to the you know, playing cards and the stylization of it. That bitch is creepy.
You know what I was really surprised by?
Now,
that she has a tattoo on her cheek that says rotten. And for some reason, I saw that and thought, simultaneously, that's awful, and that's perfect, and that's hot.
You just described what happens to anyone ever if they ever met Harley Quinn. That's awful. That's
so I'm down with it.
The worst thing I've ever seen. Kind of hot. I don't know what to do with myself right now.
I dug the shot where she's popping the gum. That was so friggin' Harley, man.
No, that's exactly it. She's playful on top of everything.
Now, the one I was most worried about was Killer Croc, because based on all the set pics, he looks awful. I didn't think I thought he would look better in the movie.
The CGI.
Yeah. When they had that shot of him coming in, and he looked creepy as shit, man. He looked weird and inhuman. And I really just want him to offer to throw a rock at Batman. I can throw a rock at him.
There are enough references in this film that we can get away without that.
Yeah, I would imagine so.
Ooh. All right, there's a weird one I wanna try real quick.
Mm-hmm.
There's a picture of a goat. It's essentially it's essentially a guy with a goat head and an AK.
It is. Yeah.
Is that not a Kevin Smith?
I don't know. I don't know what the hell that was, but there was also a giant panda with an AK.
There was also a giant panda with an AK.
And I think that was from the like Uma Thurman Avengers movie with Ralph Fiennes. So I don't know what the hell's happening.
I want to look up this goat, and I haven't had time to do it yet. But I want to know more about this goat because I want to say he's a Kevin Smith intervention.
I don't know what you're talking about. But if you find something, we'll mention it on the next episode. If you find some secret meaning behind the goat with the AK-47.
Now, I didn't see this, though. You know. There are several shots of people walking into a room and spraying that room with bullets. And one of them is the most clear costume I've ever seen of a Batman the Animated Series Batman.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about. Like, it was a Batman the Animated Series mask. It based on the hoodie, the clothing, and everything, everyone's saying it's the Joker.
That's BTAS. I mean, there is no other way to do this. You got Panda, you got BTAS.
Yeah, and everyone's sure it's the Joker in that mask.
Why?
Because, just said, he was wearing the same hoodie that the Joker was wearing in the trailer.
No, he's not wearing a hoodie.
He is at one point. There's a quick shot of it.
He's wearing okay, when you say hoodie, what do you mean?
I mean a long-sleeved shirt with a hood on it. I don't really know how else to explain it. It's
there's
a hoodie,
not a
man.
More clear way to explain the word hoodie. I admit that.
Right.
But he's got... He's got the mask, and that's clearly a mask. Like that's cloth. That's not Batman's face. That's cloth.
Yeah, but
and
it's the Joker underneath.
Yeah, but the hoodie they're talking about is the rim around his neck, and as it pulls down.
Yeah.
And that is not the same hoodie. What they're talking about is there's a shot where the Joker is walking through the halls with someone, unidentified or unnamed at least yet. Someone.
Yeah.
He's walking behind that person, and the guy is making like a I don't know, he's doing a gun with his hands. I would presume they're planning something.
Sure. Honestly, I don't care if it's the Joker or not. I kind of hope it is, because of course he would wear a Batman mask.
But I swear, the thing that Joker is wearing when he's in the full costume, yeah, it has kind of a, it's not a hoodie, first of all. It's got collars, but the collars don't pull down into a head. I'm sure there's someone who knows what
the screen cap I saw. It was the exact same thing that the dude with the Batman mask was wearing, but I don't know.
I
don't know what to tell you, man.
He's walking through what looks like a medical facility's hallways, and someone is leading him through. And then you clearly see the Joker behind him, and he's first of all, he's wearing purple. That's purple. And the guy in the BTS suit is black. These
I'm not talking about
people.
I'm not talking about the purple. There was a different picture.
Oh, well, to what do you refer?
It was just a screen cap. I don't know. I haven't watched the Suicide Squad trailer as much as the BTS. I mean, the BVS trailer.
Oh. Well, in this sense, though, there's I have to give him this. The Joker is white. He has red lips. He's got green hair, and he's got a purple suit.
Mm-hmm.
If I just describe those four things, I'm on board.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I still don't really care for the tats, but I'm down. Whatever. He looks like he might be fun.
Honestly, at this point, I don't even care. I really don't. I'm looking at a Harley Quinn that's got what look like at least four scars on her face and a giant bruise that covers probably 3.5 inches diameter. And she's just going about her day. Like nothing happened. Like Captain Boomerang looks more concerned with her health than she.
Yeah.
That's the Harley I want. And I don't care about the rest.
All right. Is there anything else you'd like to say about the Suicide Squad trailer, sir?
Only this. You heard the Joker's voice. How do you feel? You saw his look. You saw him in the up close look. But the aesthetic of the Joker's voice, how do you feel?
I'm on board. It's different from anything we've ever seen before, like I said a few minutes ago. Doesn't sound like he's doing anyone in particular. He's not doing an impersonation of anyone that we've seen before. I mean, time will tell, obviously, but for now, okay. We haven't really heard him talk a lot, so...
Yeah. Now there were the news when it broke about the Joker, the Joker's voice. It involved him talking to a, how was it phrased, like a talking to a fake Batman or something.
That's what I've heard. I heard the audio, but there was no video to it.
I don't know where they got that. I really don't.
I don't either.
I've looked at it several times, and I don't know where that news. I really don't know where that news.
I really don't. I don't know. I don't know, man.
But I can tell you this. Now, wait. Give me 2 seconds.
Your 2 seconds have been granted.
All right, and they're up. All right. That damaged tattoo on his head.
Mm-hmm.
It's there. You can see that something's there, but it is not altogether noticeable.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be one of those things that we don't even care about anymore.
Mm-hmm. Maybe not.
It is my greatest grievance with that character's design.
Mm-hmm.
It's barely visible. I'm going to be too busy looking at the veins popping out of his eyes and lower forehead.
Yeah.
To remember that that is there.
I don't know, man. It depends on... Like, I don't know, just I was on board when I thought, like, the teeth were because Batman's knocked his teeth out so many times, but these look stylized. It looks like a decoration.
I'm still on the fence about that. I really do. I think he's just decided to silver cap all of his teeth because mm-hmm. many of them are missing, and it would kind of complete the look.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I'm a little worried that David Ayer seems to be obsessed with tattoos. He's got tats on Joker. He's got tats on Harley.
I mean,
the tats were already there and with El Diablo, but hey, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Certain things were canon, but
yeah. And he seems like one of these Troy Duffy types. He does. He seems like a Troy Duffy type. So.
Yeah, but everyone saw that first picture of the Joker.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone saw that. And yeah. I just don't, watching him in live action, mm-hmm. is the first look we have, but actually seeing it, I'm fine.
So far, I'm okay. I'm not contemplating anything egregious with my own health. I don't have any sort of barrel in my mouth or a series of pills that I'm about to take because they have...
You're
in
not
some
going
way,
to join and then subsequently resign from the Suicide Squad any moment now.
Right, right. I'll still watch it. It's a
you
Batman thing.
Contracted a case of apoptosis.
I mean, shit, man. I've watched some of those awful Batman Unleashed Target videos, whatever they are.
Those exist, and
they're bad.
We all wept.
They're bad. So I mean, it's Batman though. So, and this is too. I'm willing to get behind the multiverse theory. Like, let's see some weird, funky versions of these characters. I'm down. I don't. It may not be the worst thing about any of this is that, you know, when Ledger's Joker came out, there were hordes of fans who claimed that there was never any other Joker. You know, like, this is the best Joker. This is the way the Joker was meant to be portrayed. And it was the same way with the Jack Nicholson and, you know, people who don't read the comics or people who don't get into any other, like, they won't watch a cartoon because they think they're for kids or something. Okay, well, they're gonna claim that there was no other Joker, and it's gonna bother me now that everyone thinks that Joker's supposed to have a bunch of tattoos. It bothers me, it does. But whatever. things like that gnaw at me.
The Heath Ledger Joker was fucking fantastic in its own way. But we're talking about the Joker.
Mm-hmm.
His premise is the joke's on you.
Mm-hmm.
By definition, you can have as many as you want.
Yeah.
And as long as they're different and and inspiring, do whatever the fuck you want. And I'm on board. I'm with you.
Yeah. As long as he's gleeful, as long as he has a sick sense of humor and is willing to kill people to make a point or to just, you know, not, even if the point is there is no point, I'm down. I mean, hey,
it really
it's the
all
Joker.
Is. End of the day, it's the bad day argument. That's the best Joker.
And I think that the Joker,
any of us could be him.
Yeah, and like one of my big hopes is that, like, these, you know, he comes to grips with the, or he comes to a meeting with the Suicide Squad in some capacity, and gives a lengthy comical speech as Joker is wont to do. Picks up a rag, wipes off the tattoos because he's bored of this now and pulls mm-hmm. out the fake teeth. Like, in my mind, the Joker changes his style whenever he, you know, deigns it appropriate. Because he doesn't have, like, I've read versions of it. And I think that's my favorite version of it, where he could have a completely different personality at a moment's notice. Sometimes mm-hmm. he lasts for a while at a certain way, and sometimes he doesn't. Just, whatever. But the one constant in Joker's life is Batman. Batman, 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 Batman. Like, that's his obsession. That's what he holds on to. I'm okay with Joker having different personalities, and he can have different personalities all throughout this movie. I don't know. To me, that would be fun.
It's always you know, Batman stands for solidity and straightforwardness and black and white, and it's always that the Joker stands for anything that fucks with that.
Mm-hmm.
So, come on. You're talking about, look, life is always going to be a series of chances, lucks, and opportunities that may or may not have been taken advantage of.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fact. So mm-hmm. if we're talking about a character whose only purpose is to fuck with the system and make sure that the system keeps going,
right?
You reduce it down, and that's what you have. Yeah, you can go anywhere you want with this.
Mm-hmm.
This can be a quiet character, playing in the shadows and just making sure that that the schemers can't continue their plans. It can be a dog chasing cars, but it can also be someone who's, magnificent with their planning. Someone who's got a true sense of drama. Someone who can make a scene and maybe a sense of humor out of the whole thing. And come on now, if there's no situation in your life, it doesn't matter how bad it's gotten, there's no situation in your life where you can't find a sense of humor somewhere if you really have the heart to look for it.
Mm-hmm.
It's always going to be there. The joke is always on you.
All right. And I think we're going to end it on that note. That's it for this episode, folks. We will be back on Monday with part two of DC Movies That Never Happen. We are DC On Screen, and you can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Twitter, Facebook, or DCOnScreen.com. Take it easy, and until next week, put some DC on your screen.